You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. We are broadcasting from the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are in the Minneapolis Convention Center and recording interviews throughout the day here so that we can share these with you after the LCMS National Youth Gathering. Today we had the opportunity to talk with students from Concordia International School in Hanoi. Joining me today are Milena and Henry. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I'm really excited to learn more about what it's like to be a student at an international school. So tell me, how long have you been a student at Concordia International School, Hanoi?
I've been a student for 6 years.
Excellent.
I'm rising into my sophomore year this year. So.
Excellent. And Henry, how about you?
Yeah, I've also been here for 6 years, and I'm going to be a freshman this coming year.
Excellent. So both you're going into freshman year, you're going into sophomore year. What are some of the things that you enjoy about being a student? What are some of your favorite subjects or the things you like about your school?
Definitely the teachers, because it's a really small school. So you definitely have a personal relationship with your teachers, which makes it feel, I don't know, way more at home.
Yeah.
Than another
school. Another thing I really like about this school is it's so diverse. You can basically meet someone from every single continent in a day walking down one hallway. So hearing their stories and getting to compare it to your own is always super interesting and fun.
And here at the National Youth Gathering, perhaps you've had the opportunity to meet people from maybe not as many countries as when you're at your school, but quite a few countries represented here. Did
Definitely.
You go to the mass event the first night with all
yes.
the flags? Did you get to help with any
we
of the flags?
We did. We got to be flag buddies and carry the Michigan flag, which
Excellent.
Is where we're originally from. So that's even more fun.
Cool. What's your hometown in Michigan?
Fremont.
Yeah, Fremont.
It's a really small town.
And for all of our radio listeners who are watching right now, where would we find that on the Michigan map? Okay,
right
so just below the pinky on the Michigan mitten there. Very good. Excellent. Well, always great to do visuals for radio, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So going into sophomore year, what do you think are going to be some of the challenges ahead of you this year? What are you looking forward to at sophomore year at Concordia International School?
Yeah, this year I get to take my first AP or advanced placement course, which will transfer to college credit. Very nervous for that, but also really excited. The workload's definitely something that makes me nervous, but overall I'm really excited just to kind of go into a new grade, new school, not new school, but, you know, get to start the year over note. Yeah.
Henry's excited to add something.
Yeah, right? I don't know what he's trying to
Speaking
say.
Speaking signs.
The new building.
Oh, yeah, we just got our new high school building, brand new. We get to go there, and it's just for high schoolers, which is really cool, having a small school, getting your own kind of space away from the younger kids.
Yeah,
so.
Because last year, we had the whole school where it was elementary, middle school, and pre-elementary and high school. It was, and everybody was in the same building. It was kind of crowded.
So, Henry, what are you looking forward to freshman year, making this big transition?
Yeah, going into high school. It's exciting, but I'm also kind of nervous. Looking forward to new classes and new opportunities.
What are some of the, is it as big of a transition from eighth grade into high school? I assume you just finished eighth grade, correct, and going into high school. Is it as big of a transition as it is here in the States?
I would say it's still kind of a rite of passage thing, getting to go into high school, and it's especially even more important now because you get the new building. But I don't think it's as fancy as it is in the U.S., just because sometimes you have friends going to different high schools, whereas for our school, it's basically assumed that you're still continuing on.
So. And even in the States, we still have, eighth grade graduation. Some places still have eighth grade graduation and observe that.
We kind of did away with that, last year.
Yeah, because the school is just so small.
Tell me about life in Hanoi. So you go to an international school, so you meet people from all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
But let's talk about life outside of school. What's life in Hanoi like? What are some of the things in the 6 years that you've been there? What are things that are different that you've been learning about? Food, culture, language, all those things.
Yeah, so actually Henry and I are both pretty fluent in Vietnamese, so that's very fun. We have a very interesting old quarter, a lot of history, but also meeting kind of the new generation. I'm turning 16 this year, so typically in the U.S. that's when you start to drive, but having a car in Hanoi doesn't really work out, so we have motorbikes. And I am trying to convince my parents to get me a motorbike to let me kind of roam free. And It's not going well, but I hope one day I get to join this sea of motorbikes. So
when they listen to the story, this just adds to your petition to,
exactly.
to get a motorbike.
I
see. Glad we could help out.
Thank you.
Henry, how about you? What are some of the things that you've been learning about in your 6 years?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because we live in an apartment complex where there's like two or three apartment buildings in one area. And then I guess you'd say it's a gated community.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like not real Hanoi, but we can go outside anytime. So it's pretty cool living in the city, but also it's okay. People don't realize that Vietnam's one of the safest places.
It's very safe there.
Yeah, probably the only non-safe thing is having a motorbike.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool because we also have I don't know, how would I want to phrase this? We have the ability to go accessibility. That's what I was trying
to
say.
There you go.
So we live in an apartment on the 15th floor. And so we can just go down the elevator and walk right outside, and there'll be a grocery store, like, right next to our house. So that's really cool. And, yeah, it's really nice to just have that always be there.
All right, you mentioned grocery store. What's daily life, grocery shopping and food, those things? How is it similar? How is it different for you?
It is worlds different.
It's crazy.
The grocery stores are probably about the size of this booth.
Which is 10 by 20 for those who are watching
and
radio.
You can barely move around without bumping into someone or knocking over a little display. So shopping here, you guys have like
Walmart,
87
Meijer,
types of pickles. And that just blows my mind. Being able to go to one store and get everything you need in like 25 minutes, as opposed to in Hanoi, you might have to go to 6 different locations to have the stuff to just make cupcakes. So,
yeah. So we either have really small stores or we have in Hanoi like one really big store, like probably bigger than Costco. It's Metro. It's so huge. You can find pretty much anything there. It's crazy.
Oh, so tell me about food. That's always one of my favorite questions when talking with students from international schools and others who live in other countries. I always love learning about food. In the 6 years you've been there, have you found food in Vietnamese culture that you like?
Yes, I love Vietnamese street food. It is so delicious and it's really affordable as well. And being able to speak Vietnamese allows me to build relationships with the people selling food and talk to them about how they got there, how long. And it's so interesting to hear about the heritage of the food. Although Henry is not the biggest fan of Vietnamese street food. So we have a helper actually at our house who cooks food for us. She makes some really, like, good American dishes, like chicken nuggets, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, pizza. So it really depends on what you want. You can get a vast variety of food.
Okay, so you mentioned street food. That's one of your favorite things.
Yes.
What is what's typical street food in Vietnam?
I'd say the most famous street food is probably pho.
Yeah.
It's like chicken noodle soup, mm-hmm. but the noodles are rice noodles.
Yeah.
And the chicken is, it's just so good. The broth is amazing.
I saw a pho place right down the street here in Minneapolis. Did you stop in and try it and compare it to the, you know, to the real thing back home?
I unfortunately did not.
Yeah, Vietnamese food has become kind of big here. And so is Thai food, actually. But it's probably the same thing, but it's really, really cheap on the street. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get a bowl of pho for, like,
40 cents, not 40,000.
Yeah, like 40 cents. Yeah, that's another different thing is our money. Like, our largest bill is a 500,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's only like $25.
So a million is only $52.
Yeah.
So have you gotten at, developed your skills at making those exchanges in money?
Yeah, it's almost automatic for me now. Like, and our money, our bills are all different colors.
Which is really
so
fun.
It's so easy to just look in your wallet and you know exactly what you need.
But yeah.
Anything else? Let's see, we talked about shopping and groceries and meals and things like that. And we talked about your great school that you have a chance to learn in. Extracurricular activities? Are there any things that you participate in terms of extracurricular activities?
Our school offers a lot of sports. We have basketball, soccer, volleyball. What else is there?
Swimming
badminton, cross country. And we also have ASAs, which basically can be started by students. And
yeah, I'm starting one next year for table tennis.
Excellent.
It's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. Being here at the National Youth Gathering, 20,000, 22,000 other people, Lutherans here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering, what are some of the things that you've participated in here? What are the things that you're looking forward to so far?
Just the sheer amount of people is crazy. Like, yeah, we have floor seating at the mass events, and when you look behind you, the amount of people there is absolutely insane. But yeah, it's really cool to connect with people from all around the U.S. and all around the world. So
yeah,
and share the same faith, which is cool.
Yeah, because in Hanoi, we have a really small congregation, and the majority of them are not youth. So it's really refreshing to see this many young people come together over a common faith and just celebrate it. And I really have enjoyed that experience a lot.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Being able to attend Bible studies and some of the sessions here as well, learning a lot while you're here too?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. And I know there are a number of sermon events and lots of interactive things here in the convention center as well to do. Any of the interactive activities you've done here in the convention center?
Our favorite has probably been they have a service dog booth there. Mm-hmm. So you can seriously just sit down for as long as you want and just pet dogs.
Visit the comfort dogs.
Exactly. Awesome. That's definitely been so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, it has been a joy and a delight. Anything else you want to share? Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Love you guys.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest on the Coffee Hour here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering. It's been a joy and a delight to talk with Milena and Henry from Concordia International School, Hanoi. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Did you know that your individual retirement account may make the best gift to KFUO? The IRS now allows individuals 70 and a half or older to transfer their required minimum distribution directly to charity and avoid paying the associated income tax. These gifts can provide regular long-term resources to KFUO. If you have questions about making an IRA gift to KFUO, call me, Mary, at 314-996-1518. We'll send a representative out to help answer your questions and help you establish a legacy of giving to your favorite radio station, Worldwide KFUO.
Hello, this is Dr. Dale Meyer. Have you heard Concordia Seminary's program, Word and Work and Intersection? Every week, you can hear it on KFUO Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time. We visit with many interesting guests about how the Word of God applies to their daily vocations and ministries. Be sure to tune in, and may the intersection of Word and work be busy on your corner.
The hymn that I, Tom Baker, and Mark Smith will be looking at the next Rumination Tuesday Law and Gospel is entitled, Where Charity and Love Prevail. And what follows is, Their God is Ever Found. We're talking about sanctification.
Listen to Law and Gospel weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
Concord Matters is a show seeking agreement in Christian confession. I'm Pastor Charles Henriksen, one of the hosts of Concord Matters, heard on Worldwide KFUO each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central and a repeat on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central. We take an in-depth look at the Book of Concord with some fine Lutheran theologians. Concord Matters, live on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Milena.
And I'm Henry.
And we come from Concordia International School, Hanoi.
And you're listening to KFUO Radio.
Christ for you.
Anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are at the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I have the opportunity to sit down with two missionary kids. That's right. Students who have been a part of missionary families for a couple of years now. And they are taking some time out of all the fun and all the learning and all the activities here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering to talk with us and share their stories. We have Noah. Hey, Noah.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us here at the KFUO booth at the LCMS Youth Gathering. And Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
Thanks so much for being a part of this broadcast here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Thank you. 20,000 plus people at the LCMS youth gathering. How are you feeling about that?
It's big. Like, it's really big.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to have this many people. So it's really amazing to see all these kids from around the world just all coming together for one really big gathering.
What do you think about did you make it to the mass event last night?
We did. And I was at the last gathering. Mm-hmm. So I think it's even a smaller crowd than that time, which is even more immaculate and incredible. I just think it's so powerful when we're all in that mass event room and you can feel the heartbeat and the music pounding through your soul. It's just
you can feel
incredible.
The music.
Yeah, you can feel the music.
Well, thanks for coming to share your stories today. I want to learn a little bit more about life as missionary kids. So Grace, let's start with you. You've been a missionary kid for how much of your life?
3 years only.
All right. So started off in Ethiopia, is that right?
Yes. For 10 months, we lived in Ethiopia.
What was life like in Ethiopia for you?
It was probably the hardest year of my life, to be completely honest. It was a huge transition as far as where I went to school and also my first experience out of the U.S. And then, of course, the poverty exposure and all of that culture change for the first time was a lot to handle. And I was well-equipped, but not prepared for it. It was kind of rough, but as has proven over all of time, God is good and he's been with me and my family the whole time, and so we made it through.
And while you were in Ethiopia, your family was preparing to move somewhere else as well?
No. It was actually a shock when we were transitioned to Kenya, but it was a good move for our family. We started in Ethiopia. My mom is the called person in our family. And so she was the volunteer coordinator. And then they decided, because of the way the Ethiopian government works and kind of the difficulty of traveling there, it'd just be easier to bring volunteers and be a volunteer coordinator in Kenya, where it's a more central hub for all of East Africa and people can come to be volunteers easier. That's why we transitioned.
So you moved from Ethiopia to then Nairobi.
Yes.
So making this it was already a big transition moving to Ethiopia, then moving to Nairobi. What were some of the things that you liked about being in Nairobi, and what were some of the challenging things about making that transition?
I think I'll start with the challenging, because the good is better to hear at the end. Some of the challenges were my school got even smaller. And so one of the things my dad and I like to laugh about is my graduating class in Wake Forest, North Carolina, if I had stayed, would have been somewhere in the 500 student range.
Wow.
When I moved to the International School of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, it was about 60 students. So that already was a huge jump. And then I got to West Nairobi School in Karen, Nairobi, Kenya. And my graduating class was 15. So that was like the biggest change for me because I was a full-time student. So that's like where I saw the biggest changes. And it was good that I had people that were close to me, and going to a Christian school was amazing because it exposed me to a lot more and different things than what I was getting from the international community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you recently graduated. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you.
And now here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering, but preparing for that next stage in life. So
yes.
What's next?
So I'm currently taking a gap year, mm-hmm. which means I'm going to take a year off from school before I go attend university. I have thought about being a director of Christian education and following in my mom's footsteps. But before I'm ready to do that, I want to take a year off and kind of reacclimate to living in America, get my first job, because it's been a while since I've even babysat for any Americans or anything. Get a driver's license and bank account and all that fun adulting stuff. And then probably community college after that, and then possibly a DCE program.
Excellent. Well, as a DCE who also attended community college before going to Concordia, I support that. I learned a lot in both places, and I'm very thankful for both education. So, yeah. Well, congratulations on your graduation, and
thank
God's
you.
Blessings on your next step. Noah, living and serving with your family in Ethiopia.
Yes, that's correct.
So tell me a little bit about making that transition. How long have you been in Ethiopia?
I've been there for 3 years.
So tell me about making that move. Where were you before you went to Ethiopia?
So before, my dad was stationed in a congregation in Georgia, Trinity Lutheran Church in Albany. Before that, we were actually serving in Kenya from 2010 to 2012. So, yeah.
Very cool. And so your dad serves as a theological educator, is that right?
Yes.
So what were some of the things when you made the transition? What did you like about living in Ethiopia? What was challenging? Did you go to the same school that Grace went to?
No, actually, I'm homeschooled.
Uh-huh.
So it was a little different. So the first 2 years, it was kind of difficult because being homeschooled, you don't really go out unless you make that effort. And not knowing anyone, being in an international place where it's just kind of massive, because Addis Ababa, Ethiopia has, 3.2 million people in the city, something like that. So being there and not knowing anyone, it's kind of difficult and challenging. So,
were there other things culturally that were new to you? Was there a language difference or other things culturally that were a challenge at first?
Well, the language is very different. It's a Semitic-based language, Amharic. So it was really difficult because, yeah, you didn't know anything anyone said. So, but yeah, that was probably one of the hardest things, actually, is not understanding anything, not being able to order food at a restaurant, not being able to ask where the bathroom is, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So in the last 3 years, how have you grown and adopted this new culture?
Well, I think living in Ethiopia, it's helped me realize and see that, you know, you can kind of, you need to appreciate the small things.
Mm-hmm.
And like even coming back here, being able to turn on the light switch and realizing, well, it's going to be on, versus in Ethiopia where the power goes out a lot, you know, it's kind of like you don't know if you'll have power for weeks at a time or not. So I think just learn to appreciate the small things and getting out and connecting with people, getting out of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. and just trying new things, you know, and meeting new people, things like that.
So you are you're homeschool right now, and
yes.
And not, you haven't graduated yet, though.
No, one more year.
One more year. What are you studying this year in homeschool?
Just regular things, I guess. I mean, I don't like just your average basic mm-hmm. school subjects.
Have you started thinking about what you might like to do after you graduate?
I've been really looking into culinary institute, culinary mm-hmm. arts, things like that. I really want to be a chef when I get older. That's a huge dream of mine.
Very good. Well, have you had a chance to check out any of the restaurants here in Minneapolis since you've been here for the gathering? Not yet?
No, not really.
Lots of great options right here in downtown. So what are you looking forward to in the next few days here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering? Any speakers or events that you're looking forward to going to?
I think this morning we went to the comedy show, mm-hmm. or one of them, and that was really fun. And we heard I Am They perform, which they're one of my favorite bands. And then also the Toby Mac concert last night was amazing.
Yeah, awesome.
I've loved him since I was like 5 or something, like whenever he started. So that was really awesome. Just pretty much all the sessions that we've planned out, we're looking forward to them.
Good. Any particular studies or anything like that, or any of the servant events that you have on your schedule? It's a pretty busy schedule. There's a whole app for the schedule, so
yeah.
I'm sure it's hard to keep track of all of it.
No, not really. I mean, we're just excited to be in this environment with everybody else and see what's going on and kind of do our own thing.
Well, there are over 20,000 people here at the National Youth Gathering and lots of people to meet, I'm sure. Probably haven't met too many that have traveled as far as you have to be here, though, yet, have you?
We actually were sitting with the other international students, and so we made friends from Hong Kong and Germany. And a few other places, so that was really fun.
Did you get to help out at the first night, the mass event with the flags?
Yeah. Noah and I were partners, and we were holding the Arizona flag.
Very good. Well, how exciting to be a part of this gathering of so many people, so many Lutherans celebrating our real present God.
Amen.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you both, and thanks for sharing your stories about being missionary kids, being part of missionary families, serving the Lord and doing the Lord's work around the globe. Thanks for being here on the Coffee Hour, Noah and Grace. Thanks for being our guests.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates at the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.